Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis. We begin on the very top line with the brand new Mishnah. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Erek Livor, Yehuda ben Menachem Lev, and Harry Weiss, Chaim Naftali Hertz ben Yehuda. All the Shalms we learned for should have an Aliyah. And we begin at the very top line. The Mishnah says, say the brachos. We're going to here discuss the order of the brachos that we say in the Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. Just as a reminder, our Shmona Esrei, which is the essence of our davening, that's what's really known as the Tefillah, is a very well-structured series of brachos that follow the following pattern. You start off with brachos of Shevach, and you conclude with brachos of Hodah, and in between you have the Trinos, the supplications. On a weekday, we know that we have the first three brachos, then we follow with the 12/13 brachos in the middle of the davening, and then you have the end three brachos. The middle brachos, those 12 or 13 brachos, are not inviolate. Those are sometimes going to be changed, as we'll see for Rosh Hashanah. But the first three brachos of the Shmona Esrei and the last three brachos of the Shmona Esrei are always the same in every Shmona Esrei. Very, very minor slight changes, as we'll see during the Yomim Noraim. We do add some slight insertions, but essentially the brachos are the same. And that's what we'll discuss here in this Mishnah. And the reason why we bring down the first three and the last three is because there are some slight changes in the third bracha, when we say HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh, and there are, therefore, it's listed here, and we list the last three because we're listing the first three for parallelism, to just let us know that those three are identical to where they normally are during the year. Now, the Mishnah begins, say the brachos that we say in the Musaf Shmona Esrei, which includes the additional special ideas for Rosh Hashanah. So we start off with the first three. Omer, we say, Avos, that's the bracha of Mogen Abraham, that's called the bracha of the Avos. Ugvuros, that's showing the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechaya Mesim, and Kedushas Hashem, that's the bracha that normally is HaKel HaKadosh, which we change during the Yomim Noraim to HaMelech HaKadosh, because the idea of Rosh Hashanah is to glorify and sanctify God as the King of Klal Yisrael, the King of the world. So those three brachos are the first three brachos, and there is no change. However, the Mishnah tells us, according to the first opinion, which we'll see is the opinion of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, so he says, V'kolel malchios imohen. We add the malchios with them, with this first three section. We specifically use the term imohen because they're one unit. If a person were to make a mistake, for example, and forget to say HaMelech HaKadosh, he has to go back. But he has to go back to the beginning of the Bracha Atu Kadosh. It goes back all the way to the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. And that's because they're one unit. And if you make a mistake in any of them, that requires you to repeat the Shmona Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shmona Esrei and not just the beginning of that bracha. If a person were to make a mistake in other brachos in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, so then he just goes back to the beginning of that bracha and can correct and make amends to whatever mistake he made. So, according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, the Tanakami of our Mishnah, you include Malchios, the bracha dealing with being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the third bracha, what's known as Kedushas Hashem. That's, of course, not the way that we paskin. We'll see why Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says this in a moment. Then, in the next bracha, which is Kedushas Hayom, that's the bracha that we make on Shabbos or on Yontif. That's the middle bracha of the Shmona Esrei, which deals with the Kedusha of that specific day, Mekadish HaShabbos, Mekadish HaShabbos, Yisrael V'Yasmanim, Yisrael V'Yasmanim, whatever the specific Kedusha Sayom is that recognizes a special day. So we have to go and recognize a special day of Rosh Hashanah, so that's included in this bracha, Kedusha Sayom, to also blow shofar in this bracha. Even though you're not doing the Malchios with that, you did the Malchios in the third bracha, in the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh. Nevertheless, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says that we blow only on the fourth bracha. He wants to have all the blowings together. He doesn't want to interrupt them. That's why he doesn't blow during the third bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh, which he says includes Malchios. But he waits till the fourth bracha, Kedushas Hayom, which deals with the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, and then he blows during this bracha. The next bracha, which is the fifth bracha of the Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, and the Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah is nine brachas. There are three middle brachas. So that's the Zichronos bracha. And in that bracha, you blow the tokeya, you blow during that bracha. There is a whole discussion amongst the poskim as to when you blow. So we're assuming here that we're blowing during the Chazaras HaShatz. There are those that blow during the silent Shmona Esrei as well. That's not for our discussion right now, but we're talking here certainly during the Chazaras HaShatz, and some blow as well during the silent Shmona Esrei. We have many minhagim that we blow 100 kolos, which is not the din midoraisa. The din midoraisa would be adequate with much, much less kolos, as we'll learn in the upcoming days. As we get to the end of this beautiful Masechta, we're going to be dealing a lot with the halachos of blowing the shofar. Now, that's the fifth bracha, Zichronos. The sixth bracha, the third of the three middle brachos, is shofros. And again, v'tokeh, we blow shofar when we say that bracha as well. And this is the opinion of Reuchim and Nuri. These are the changes that we make because of Rosh Hashanah. These three middle brachos are added. According to, again, Reuchim and Nuri, you don't blow shofar with these special editions of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. You only blow over here on the Kedushas Hayom, fourth bracha, without the Malchios and Zichronos and Shofros, the fifth and the sixth bracha, you blow with those additions. Then you conclude the Shemoneh Esrei with the last three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, which are also always in violet. The Omer Avoda, that's the bracha of Ritzei. Avachzirish Kinasol Tzion. The Hodah, that's the bracha of Atov Shimcha Ulchon Noel Lihodos. And then the last bracha, which is Sim Shalom, So that last bracha is known as Birchas Kohanim because we duchen during that bracha. So that's known as Birchas Kohanim, and this is the opinion, these nine brachos, according to the order that we just said, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. However, that's not the way we paskin, and Rabbi Akiva tells him, Olor Rabbi Akiva, why would you blow during Kiddushas Hayom and not during Malchios? Im eino tokeh l'malchios, lomu maskir. What's the purpose of even mentioning the Malchios if you're not blowing shofar during them? What's the purpose of mentioning them? The whole idea is to mention them and to blow shofar during them. So, meino tokei l'malchios l'avu maskil. What's the purpose of mentioning them? Gemara will question this and will give us a very good answer what Rabbi Akiva's question really is and what he's thinking is. Ella, therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, this is the following nusach for the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, which is, of course, how we paskin. He again says, the first three brachos are inviolate. Omer, Avos, Mogen Avraham, Givuros, Mechayim Esim, Uktushas Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. He does not add Malchios to Melech HaKadosh. There, again, there are insertions that we do add, but they're not changing the basic structure of the first three brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei. This is the Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, in the next three brachos, he says, that's when we go and add on the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, and blow Shofar. The Cholel in the fourth bracha, Malchios im Kedushas Hayom. The fourth bracha tells us the holiness of Rosh Hashanah, that's the Kedushas Hayom, and incorporate in that bracha Malchios and the Tokeya. You blow Shofar during that bracha as well. Then the fifth bracha, Zichronos, here he agrees the rest of the way with Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri. Fifth bracha is Zichronos v'tokeya. The sixth bracha is Shofros v'tokeya. Again, very straightforward. This is what we do. And then he concludes the last three brachas are inviolate. Omer, Avoda, Ritzei, Hamasi, Shunos, Ol Tzion, Hodor, that's Modim, and Hatov, Shimchol, Chon, Eliodos, and then Birchas Kohanim, that's Sim Shalom, including the Duchening, and Hamavareches, Mesova, Shalom, or
there are those that change the gears of the last bracha to Oseh HaShalom. Each person should follow his minhag. That is the Mishnah. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. That is the way we, in fact, paskin. The Gemara starts off and says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, im eino tokeya l'malchios lomu maskir. The Gemara quotes his question that he told Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He says, why are you inserting Malchios in the third bracha, HaMelech HaKadosh, and then not blowing shofar? What's the point of mentioning the Malchios if you're not going to blow shofar with them? So Gemara questions this and says, Lomu maskir, Rachmano amarit kar. What do you mean? Why are you mentioning it? The Torah tells us we should mention Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Now this is very, very problematic, as many of you might be thinking to yourselves and scratching your head, because where in the Torah does it say that you're supposed to daven Shemoneh Esrei and mention Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? This is all a din derabbanon. So what does it mean, Rachmano amar itkar? And this is the question that the Rashba asks. The Rashba says, how can you possibly say that it's mentioned in the Torah? He points out that blowing shofar is a din daraisa, but davening is a din darabanan. He brings out a very interesting proof for this. He says the halacha is, if a person could go to two towns, he lives in a little shtot, and he can only go to a town either that has a shofar or a town that has a chazan. They didn't have machzorim in those days. They had to listen to the chazan, and they didn't necessarily all know the Shemoneh Esrei, so they would listen to the chazan, the chazar seshatz. That was the way they would be yotze. So the person could only go to one of two towns. He could either go to the town that had the shofar but didn't have a chazan and wouldn't daven, or he could go to the town that had a chazan and they would say the Shemoneh Esrei but wouldn't blow shofar. And the din clearly is you go to the town that has a shofar because that's a din daraisa, and davening is only a din derabanan. So that's the Rashba's proof, and he says therefore, what in the world is this question over here? V'rachmano omar idkar. That doesn't make any sense. So the Rashba explains that what the Gemara is saying over here is, since we're going to bring psukim that are in a smachta to this Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofars that we should mention them, so this asmachta, while it's a din derabanan, is as if the Torah is telling us to do so, and that's what the Gemara's question is, Rachmano omar idkar. So the question on Rabbi Akiva is, why are you telling us that you shouldn't say Malchios if you're not going to blow shofars, but the pasuk, the allusion, the asmachta, tells us that we should say the psukim regardless of whether we blow shofar or not. So the Gemara says, you're right, that wasn't really Rabbi Akiva's question. Ella, Rabbi Akiva was saying, Lama Eser, if you're going to say that we just say Malchios without blowing the shofar, so then why do you have to say 10 psukim? As we'll see, the Halacha L'maisa, we paskin, that you should try to say the 10 psukim that you say with Malchios, Zichronos, and with shofars, 10, 10, 10, and we'll discuss that much more in today's shiur. But right now, he's asking, why do you need to then say 10 psukim that are mentioning Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Instead, Leimoteisha, all you would have to do is say 9. Why? Because the whole Vishtani, since you're making a change already and not blowing shofar then, so then Ishtani, so that you can make other changes as well too. So therefore, that is the question, or that's the point that Rabbi Akiva is telling to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and that is why he disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's interpretation to say Malchios during HaMelech HaKadosh rather than to say it during Kedushas Hayom. Now, the Gemara is going to say, what is the source for all of these different brachos, the 9 brachos that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei? Tana Rabban, Minayin Shomim Ovos. Where do we have a source that you should say Magin Avram, the bracha of the Ovos? Okay, Avram, okay, so Yaakov. So this is based upon the capital in Tehillim, which we're going to discuss, capital Kaf Tes, which tells us Shenemar Havu LaHashem Bnei Elim, that you should praise to Hashem, give to Hashem, you people who are the Bnei Elim, the sons of the Elim, the very powerful people. And that is a reference to the Avos. Uminayin Sha'omim Gevuras. What's the source for us to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura, M'chaya Meisim? So that's the next part of this capitul. Shnemar, Havu LaHashem, you should give to Hashem Kavod V'Oz. You should give to Hashem the Kavod and Oz that he deserves, to mention that great Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the great Oz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the bracha of Mechaya Mesim. Uminayin Shomim Kiddushos. How do we know that you have to say over here Akel HaKadosh, or during the Yom HaNoram, HaMelech HaKadosh? That's continuing in the capital. Shenemar, Havu Hashem Kivod Shemo, Hishtachu Hashem Bihadras Kodesh. So we have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the kavod that he deserves. And we are Mishtachad, we bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the great Hadras Kodesh, in the great, they translate this as the splendor of his holiness. You say an older person has hadras ponim, he has a glorious face, a face that is beautiful. So that's what we refer to over here in the third bracha. So all this in capital Chav Tes, going through this capital, that tells us the order and the proper way that we're supposed to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to start off our Shemoneh Esrei. One of the reasons why we always start off with Shevach is if, kaviyocho, you're going into your boss and asking for a raise, so you don't walk into the office and just say, I want a raise. You go into the boss and say, listen, you're a great boss, it's a great company, etc., etc. You start off with Shevach, and then you hit him with the middle supplications, and that's the pattern over here of our Shemoneh Esrei. Now, the Gemara then continues and says, "Minayin Sha'omim Malchios Zichronos Shofars." Where is the source for us to say Malchios Zichronos Shofars? Again, these are all asmachtis. It's all illusion. The Torah doesn't tell us to daven Shemoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Elazar Omer Dichsiv, because the pasuk says Shabboson Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh, because the pasuk tells us these words, and we're going to darshan each word as a different aspect. So Shabboson, this reference to Shabboson, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is a reference to the Kedushas Hayom, that we have to say the specialness of Rosh Hashanah, or whatever it is, the Kedushas Hayom, whether it's a Pesach, or whether it's a Yom Kippur, or Sukkot, etc. Zichron, that's a reference over here to the Zichronos. Oh, so here we see the reference to Zichronos. Trua, that's a reference to the Shofros. So we have Zichronos and Shofros. We'll ask in a moment, where's Malchios? And then Mikra Kodesh, which is the conclusion of this Pasuk. So that's Katsheyu Basias Melocha. That tells us that we are sanctifying this day by not doing work. So therefore, this reference, Shabbason, tells us Kedushas Hayom, Zichronos, Zichronos, Truos is the Shofros, and Mikra Kodesh, that tells us not to do work. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Again, Rabbi Akiva doesn't like this. I'm Lord Rabbi Akiva. Bipnei malo nomar Shabboson Shavos. Why are you teaching up that Shabboson means Kedushas Hayom? Why don't you say it means that you're not allowed to do malacha? Shabboson means Shavos. It means to rest. Shavo Pasach HaKasav Tchila. That's what the Pasach starts with, and that's the first drasha. It should be that when it says Shabboson, it means that you're not allowed to do malacha. So Ella, that's the way Rabbi Akiva learns it, is Shabboson is Kacheo Basias Malacha. That teaches us that you're Makadish Rosh Hashanah over here without doing work. That's how we're Makadish the Yontif, by Isur Malacha. Zichron, he says, Zichron knows, Trua, that's Shofros, he agrees with that, Trua Elu Shofros, and then Mikra Kodesh, the last word, Zu Kedushas Hayom, that tells us that you have to sanctify the day, mention the day in the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. Now, overall, the same conclusion. They agree with these same four things, but just a different derivation. Now, the question obviously is, where's Malchios? Minayin Shomim Malchios, the Gemara says. So Tanya, that's in the following braisa, Rebbe Omer. The pasuk tells us, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. this full pasuk is v'kutzuchem eskitirat shem los chaleh pasu adcho v'kutzucha v'leke kitzucha los lakeit leoniv lagil tazov v'sam ani Hashem lokechem. This is perich of gimel pasuk of beis, and then the Bach adds over here, and he says uksiv, and it says after that u'bachodesh hashvi. That pasuk is pasuk of dalu, which tells us daber b'nei Yisrael lemor bachodesh hashvi bechod lachodesh. So this pasuk is juxtaposed, is a hekish between ani Hashem lokechem and u'bachodesh hashvi. This is to come to teach us that those two are connected. As Rashi says, and this teaches us the din of Malchus, the asmachta to Malchus. That's the opinion of Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, and I'm sorry, he thinks that that hekish is not the right way that you need to learn this out. He says you can learn it out more directly. He says, Harehu Omer, the pasuk says, Vayu lochem lezikaron lifnei elokechem. And right after that it says, Ani Hashem elokechem. So therefore, that's the drasha. She'ein tamad lomar Ani Hashem elokechem. Why would it have to say those words, Ani Hashem elokechem, at the end of that pasuk? Uma tamad lomar Ani Hashem elokechem. Why does it add that seemingly unnecessary phrase in? Says a binyanav. Zebona ab. L'kol mokum shneem abo zichronos yu malchios imam. This is to teach us that we have zichronos, you also have to have malchios together. Vayu lochem lezikaron. And it's subsequently followed by Ani Hashem Elokeichem, teaching us that the two go together. When you say Zichronos, you also say Malchios. Okay, everybody agrees that you say Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, slightly different sources for where we derive these asmachtas from. Marketinian says, Vechon Omra, L'kdusha Sayom. Where do we say or include Kedusha Sayom? We just brought down that there is a concept of Kedusha Sayom, but which bracha does it go with? We have elsewhere the Gemara telling us why there are specifically 9 brachos on Rosh Hashanah, so we don't want to make it a 10th bracha. So therefore, in which bracha of the existing beginning 3, end 3, or the middle 3 of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros do we add Kedusha Sayom, because we don't make it as a 10th bracha? Tanya, so the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Omer, in Malchios Omer, that we add it with the bracha of Malchios, which is the way we paskin, like Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah. And he says, Ma matzina b'chol mokom, he says the reason for this is, in general, we always find that the Kedusha Sayom is Boravius, is always the 4th bracha. On Shabbos, the 4th bracha is Mekadesh Shabbos. On Yom Tov, the 4th bracha is Mekadesh Zov Yazmanim. The 4th bracha, after the first 3 that are inviolate, so then you always have the 4th bracha, Kedusha Sayom. So too, on Rosh Hashanah, the 4th bracha will be Malchios and also Kedusha Sayom. We add the Malchios to the Kedusha Sayom bracha. Avkan Boravius. And therefore, so too over here, the Rosh Hashanah, Kedusha Sayom is the 4th bracha, which incorporates both Kedusha Sayom and Malchios. Like Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi holds like that. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Im Hazichronos Omer, he says, no, you incorporate Kedusha Sayom in the 5th bracha. And why is that? He says, Mamotzin Mechol Mokom Yemtza, Avkam Yemtza. He says, the normal place where this is the middle bracha. That's because we only have 7 brachos on Shabbos or on Yom Tovim, the Shosh Regalim. So therefore, it's always the middle bracha. So to we have, when we have 9, so make it in the 5th bracha, which is the Chronos, that's the middle bracha. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says, and you incorporate Kedusha Sayom in the bracha of Zichronos, or Zichronos and Kedusha Sayom, they go together. Okay, that's not the way we paskin, obviously. The Brisa continues and says, Ukeshikichu Beis Din Es Hashanah Be'usha. One time the Sanhedrin was Mekadesh, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, while they were in Usha, and they needed somebody to daven. So Yorad Rav Yochanan ben Broka, Lefnei Rav Shimon Gamaliel. Rav Yochanan ben Broka was the chazin. Yorad is always the expression that we use, Mimam Akim Kirosicha. So we go down and we look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we make ourselves as low as possible when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have some places, shuls today, still have the place where the chazan daven isn't the bima, but it's actually you go down into a lower area and you daven from that place. So that's why I always use the expression of Yorad Lateva. He goes down to daven. In any event, Yorad Rabbi Yochanan Broka, he was the chazan in front of Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, who was the head of the Sanhedrin in Usha. And how did he daven the Shmoneh Esrei when he did the 9 brachos? Also, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He followed the opinion, which we don't follow, in the Mishnah, where we said Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who included the saying of the psukim of Malchios in the 3rd bracha, in Amelech HaKadosh, and didn't blow shofar then, and then in Kedusha Sayom, he blew shofar. Although Rav Shimon Gamaliel said to him, Lo you know Agim Kim Yavne. He says, that's not the way we used to do it in Yavne. Again, we mentioned the other day that the Sanhedrin had made 10 trips, and it went from Usha to Yavne, then it went back to Usha. So he's saying, well, we were the Sanhedrin in Yavne, so that's not the way that we were knowing to do it. Like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, we followed the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. That's what he told him. Lo you know Agim Kim Yavne. Hayom Hasheni. Gemara will question the moment. What does it mean the second day? If this was where the Sanhedrin was, there was no Sveik at the Yoma. They knew exactly when Rosh Hashanah was. They only held there one day of Rosh Hashanah. So Hayom Hasheni, Yored Rechinina Beno Shav Yosef Glili. The second day, we'll see in a moment. It means the next year that Rabbi Chinina, who was the son of Yosef Glili, he was the chazan for Rosh Hashanah, Basak Rabbi Akiva, and he said the Shemoneh Esrei like Rabbi Akiva's opinion, which is that you incorporate the Malchios in Kedushas Hayom, the fourth bracha, and you blow then. Also, Rabbi Akiva and Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Kacha you Noagim B'Yavne. It says, oh, this is the way they did it in Yavne. You did it correctly in the previous year, as we'll see, when Rabbi Yochanan B'Broka was the chazan, he did it like Rabbi Yochanan B'Nuri, which is not the correct way. Now, Lameimra, this seems to imply that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Lameimra, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva Sirile. The way we just said it, he says, oh, you did it like Rabbi Akiva, which is the way that we passed it. But that's not the way Rosh Hashanah Gamliel holds. We just said Rosh Hashanah Gamliel holds, did you do it in the fifth bracha, in Zichronos, and not in the fourth bracha, which is Dushan Yom, which is Malchios. So, I don't understand. It says, Lameimer, the Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva is Rilei, Vaha, Omar Rabbi Akiva, Malchios im Kedush Sayom, Omar Luhu, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Kedush Sayom, im Zichronos Omar Luhu. We just pointed out that Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe holds like Rabbi Akiva disagree as to where you do it. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you include Kedushas Hayom in the fifth bracha, the quote middle bracha, and Rebbe says no, you do it in the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, which is incorporated the fourth bracha with Malchios. So how can you say that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, oh, this is the way we used to do it in Yavne? That's not his opinion. So Rabbi Zeira, no, Lomar Shetoki LaMalchios. They both agree that you blow shofar with Malchios. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, oh, you did it correctly in that you said the bracha that incorporates Malchios with the blowing of the shofar. But he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva as to when you say Kedushas Hayom. Fourth bracha according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi, and fifth bracha according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Mark continues and says, "Layom Hasheni, Rabbi Chanina, we just brought down in the Raisa that on the second day, Rabbi Chanina, who was the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he davened like Rabbi Akiva did." So Gemara says, "My sheni, what do you mean, thy sheni? Ilema yom tov sheni." You're telling me the second day of Yontif, second day of Rosh Hashanah. That implies that there were 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Lemeimer, the Ibru Eliel, they made Elul Mole, and therefore what was the 30th day of Elul wasn't the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It was the 30th day of Elul, and the next day was the first day of Tishrei. Now, Va'amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Kahana, but that can't be because Rabbi Chanina Bar Kahana taught us. We have this many times already in the Masechta Mimos. Ezra the Eilech lo motzino Elul meubar. We never find that Elul is a Mole. Elul is only 29 days, and the 30th day after Rosh Chodesh Elul is always Tishrei, and therefore, why would there be a second day of Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, "Amar Chista, my sheni." What does it mean the second day? It didn't mean the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It meant next year. Yom sheni, the next time they said Shemoneh Esrei, l'shana haba. The next time they said the Rosh Hashanah Shemoneh Esrei, the second time, meaning next year, that's when he said it differently. That's when Rabbi Chanina ben Osher Yosef Aglili went up to the Amud and davened the next year. We go to the next mission. The mission tells us, "Ein pochasin me'asara malchios, me'asara zichronos, me'asara shofros." Here we get into the nitty gritty, the nuts and bolts of the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, the three middle brachos, and we include 10 psukim that deal with malchios, 10 psukim that deal with zichronos, and 10 psukim that deal with shofros, which we'll explain as we go through the Gemara. And that is the right way that one should say the Shemoneh Esrei l'chachil according to everybody. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who doesn't disagree that that's the optimal way to say it, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, "Im Amar Shalosh Shalosh." If you only said three, we'll see in the Gemara, what does it mean three? Does it mean one for Malchios, one for Zichronos, and one for Shofros? Or does it mean, as we'll ultimately see, means three psukim for Malchios, three psukim for Zichronos, and three psukim for Shofros? So, Im Amar Shalosh Shalosh, Mikulan Yotze. If you said three psukim for each of them, minimal, that would be fine. He agrees that you should ideally say 10, but Bidyevit, if you only said three, you would be Yotze. Murray starts off and asks, "Hani Asar Malchios can they give me? Why do we get this idea of 10 psukim for Malchios?" And the Mephoshim was saying this means 10 psukim for Shofros and Zichronos as well. Where do we get this concept of 10 from? Keneged what? So I'm a Rebbe. That's the Girsa that we have, but in the Masoros HaShas, it says it should be Rebbe Levi, and this is the way it is in the Gemara and Megillah as well, so we'll call this Rebbe Levi's opinion. So I'm Rebbe Levi, Kineged Asari Hilulim, Sha'amai David B'Sefer Tilim. This is Kineged, the 10 Hilulim, the 10 uses of the word Hallel, or Hallelu, that we find in Tehillim. Where it says, what? Hilulim Tuva Hebu. There's many, many more than 10. If you count and tell him how many times it says the word Halleluka or Hallelu or something like that. So there's many, many more than 10. So I said, you're right. Hanach Diksibhu Hallelu B'Seka Shofar. These are the ones that are written in the very last Pismon, the very last capital of Tehillim. So there it says 10 times the word Hallelu or some form of that word, Halleluhu, Halleluhu B'Seka Shofar. So there it tells us that you have 10 times that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halleluhu. So therefore we say the 10 psukim of Malchios, the 10 psukim of Zichronos, the 10 psukim of Shofros. Now if you actually go look in that capital, it is actually 12. So it starts off with Halleluka and it ends off with Halleluka. So therefore, the Mepharshim, the Marsha, and others bring down that you don't count the bookends, the start of the capital, the end of the capital, but you just go through the middle of the capital where it says Halu 10 times. And that's the reference to a 10 over here. That's the opinion of Rebbe or Rebbe Levi. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosef Omer, a different explanation for the 10, Keneged Aseres Hadibros, Shenemru Lo Lamoshe B'Sinai. This is Keneged the Aseres Hadibros that were given to HaKadosh, given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. That's the 10. Rabbi Yochanan gives a third opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Keneged Asor Ma'amaro Shebehen Nir Olam. This is Keneged, the 10 expressions, the 10 words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do a Maisa. He just said, let this be, let that be. And if the entire world came into creation, so Keneged, those 10 expressions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, so therefore, this is the 10 expressions of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Fine. Gemara says, hey Ninu, where do you find 10 expressions? So he says, the Gemara says, it means Vayomer. It says, 10 times Vayomer. Vayomer, the Bereishis, Tishabu. The Gemara says, wait a second, if you look there, it only says it 9 times. So how can you tell me there are 10? So the Gemara says, no, Bereishis, Nami Marmu. The Bereishis itself is also one of those 10 expressions. 9 of them were Vayomer, and the 10th one is Bereishis. Tosiv, B'Dvar Hashem, Shamayim Nasu. With the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just by uttering, by saying, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There wasn't a bunch of builders, a massive construction project with a whole team of workers. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let it be, and it was. Gemara is quoting the Mishnah, where it says, Riyochim ben Uri Omer, Imam HaShalosh Shalosh Mekulon Yotze. If you say only 3, you're Yotze B'Dievet. He agrees that you should say 10, according to the Poskim, but he says B'Dievet 3 is good enough. Gemara says, Ibailu, they ask, Hei Chiktoni, what does Rav Yochanan ben Uri mean to teach us over here? Does he mean to say, Shalosh min HaTorah, Shalosh min HaNeviim, Shalosh min HaKsuvim? Does he mean to say that 9 Psukim is really what you need? That when we say 3, it means 3 from Torah, 3 from Neviim, and 3 from Ksuvim. As we'll see, these 10 Psukim don't all come from Chumash, they come from all different parts of Tanakh. So did Rav Yochanan ben Uri say over here that you say 3, meaning that you say 3 of each category and a total of 9, Tabutesha, and the Ikar Bein Ayichoda, and he's only one off from the Tanakama. Tanakama says, you say 10, he says 9, okay, that's not such a big difference. Or do we say, Echod min HaTorah, Echod min HaNeviim, and the Echod min HaKsuvim? Or does he mean to say that, no, you only need one Pasuk from Torah, one Pasuk from Neviim, and one Pasuk from Ksuvim? Tabu Shlosh, Tabion Luhu Shalosh, the Ikar Bein Ayituva, 3 versus 10, that's already a difference of 7. So that's already a more substantive difference. What did Rabbi Yochanan Muri mean when he said, Shalosh, Shalosh, Mikulan? So Toshma, we learn in the Raisa, the Tanya, it says, Ein pochasin me'asoro malchios, me'asoro zichronos, u me'asoro shofros. Tanakhama of this Raisa says that you should have at least 10 psukim for each of them, the malchios, the zichronos, and the shofros. However, the Tanakhama says, V'imamar sheva mikulun yotze. If you said 7 for each one, you would be yotze. That would be fine. Why 7? Keneged shiva rikim. That is an allusion to the 7 heavens that we have. Rav Yochanan ben Uri Omer, Amar, apoches lo yivchos misheva. He says that if you're going to minimize it, you should have at least 7. Should it do 10 ideally? But if you're going to minimize it, 7 would be acceptable. And even 3 would be acceptable. V'imamar shalosh mikulun yotze. You say 3 of each of them, that would be fine. Keneged Torah, Neviim, Uksuvim. The 3 psukim are Keneged Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. V'yom Allah, Keneged Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. And others say it's Keneged Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. So what do you see from here? That he means that you recite a total of 3 psukim, because he said 7 would be better, but 3 would be fine, and the 3 is 1 for the Torah, 1 for the Neviim, 1 for the Ksuvim. That would be acceptable. Not 3, 3, 3, like we originally thought possible. So really, the minimal amount, according to Yochanan Uri, is a total of 3 versus a total of 10, that is l'chatchila. How do we paskin on Rav Huna, Rav Shmuel? How long for Yochanan Uri? We actually paskin like Rav Yochanan Uri. Again, it's important to point out that even Rav Yochanan Uri says l'chatchila, you should say 10. But if you were to say only 3, you would be Yotze. And again, Lamaisa in our Shemoneh Esrei, we do for Malchios 10 psukim. We'll see how we divide them up in a moment. How many of them come from Chumash, how many of them come from Novi, how many of them come from Suvim. But we do 10. Even Lechatchila, like Rav Yochai ben Uri, agrees that's how we do the Shemoneh Esrei. Next Mishnah. When we're mentioning psukim over here, we don't bring down psukim that deal with negativity, that deal with paronis, that deal with a rachmon l'slan, a negative thing for Klai Yisrael, a punishment or a curse on Klai Yisrael. Those mentions of malchios or zichronos or shofros, that's not the type of psukim that we want to bring forward on Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to bring forward a pasuk that's going to be a kitrug against us. We want to bring psukim that show shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and request mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want to bring a pasuk that's going to chas v'shalom, kaviyochel, remind the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we deserve punishment. Now, how do you divide up these 10 psukim, which everybody agrees you should do? So the Mishnah tells us, maslil b'Torah, you start off the first 3 psukim, as we'll see, are in Torah, umashlim b'Navi, and then you do ksuvim, and then you do Navi. That's the simple understanding of the Mishnah over here. And obviously, the question is, we always go Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, ksuvim. Why would you do Navi last? So Tosus addresses this. He says, the top Tosos, the only Tosos here, the Entomad, B'chol Duchto, Mashma, the Nevi, or the B'Ksuvim. Nevi'im are holier than the Ksuvim. They have more Kedusha to them. As the Gemara in Megillah, and again, our next Masechta we're going to be doing is Megillah. We're going to start this very soon. We're getting very close to Masechta. We're a little bit ahead, of course, of the regular Daf Yomi cycle, but those that are following along with As I Dictated. So, but in Yitz Hashem, we're going to start Megillah very, very soon. And it says that we always have Torah, and then Sheni is Nevi'im, and then always says Mishulish, Iksuvim. So that's the order. Tanakh. It's not Ta-Kan, right? It's Tanakh. So therefore, how come over here we don't follow that order? So Tosus answers, Mishum Dekroy de Tehillim, Mishle ve'Iyov, because the Tehillim, Mishle, and Iyov, Ksuvim, Kidmu Levi'im, actually were authored prior to the Nevi'im. Right, they were authored to Hillim by various authors, including Adam HaRishon, and certainly David HaMelech, and Mishlei was authored by Shlomo HaMelech, and the Iyov was, again, different opinions as to when Iyov lived, but Iyov lived much earlier, according to some, he lived in the time of the Avos, even, or certainly in the time of Mitzrayim. So therefore, Kidmu LeNevi'im, therefore, these Kapitloch of Kroy could, in this situation, be preceding the Nevi'im. We end off the 10th pasuk. We'll see. We do 3, 3, 3, and then the 10th pasuk we do from Torah. That we follow the opinion of Yossi, Kedemrin and Gemara, Hamashlim b'Torah Zoriz u'Mishubach, V'Kenri v'Asik and Osin. So we'll see this more in the Gemara as we go through. That the 10th pasuk we do 3, 3, 3. We do 3 from Torah, then we do 3 from Ksuvim, then 3 from Nevi'im, and the 10th one we're Mashlim with Torah. We end off with Torah, and that is the way, the optimal way to do this, like the Vasikin would do it. The Vasikin, those are the very careful and zealous in the performance of mitzvos. So the Tanakhama tells us over here, if you're maskil b'toru, mashlim b'novi, that's the way to do this. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, im hishlim b'toru yotzi, if you were to conclude with Torah, you would be yotzi as well. The moral question, exactly what this means, it sounds very strange, and I already alluded to this in Tosos. Now we turn to Lamibes, Lamibes. The moral starts off and says, Malchios, when it says Malchios, give me an example of a pasuk. Kigon, Chai Oni, Num Hashem Lokim, Imlo Biyo Chazakov, Zoran Tuyo, Uvechema Shefucha, Emlo Chalechem. Here's an example of a pasuk which mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, but not in a very positive way, because it says, Uvechema Shefucha, Emlo Chalechem. I will be ruling over you, but with great anger. Uvechema Shefucha, with poured out anger over you. So, not the pasuk we want to mention on Rosh Hashanah. Even though Rav Nachman said, "Kol ki hay rizko lirtach kuchabrichu alon livrokinon," even though we say, "God, pour out your anger over us, but bring the Mashiach." So punish us, but then bring the Mashiach. So even though one can view this in a positive way, no, given the berischa omar, since it's said with anger over here, with rischa, with boiling anger, at kure rischa berei shata lo matkirina. We do not want to bring up on Rosh Hashanah anything dealing with anger for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chaviyocha. We don't want to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we deserve to be punished. Likewise, what's an example of zikaron that's a negative zikaron, kigon, vayizkar kibasar hema begomer, and the end of that pasuk is Ruach holech v'lo yoshuv. The wind will come, and you're not going to return. In other words, this is not a positive mention of zikaron. Likewise, by shofros, what's an example of a negative mentioning of shofar? Shofar could go, tiku shofar b'givah v'gomer. And the end of this pasuk is also the critical part. Chatzotzro b'rama, hariu beis oven. Acharecha binyamin. That what's going to happen to you, the enemy is going to come after you. So therefore, not a positive a pasuk that we want to mention on Rosh Hashanah. However, Abel in Balomar Malchus Zikron Vishofor Shalpuran Shalov Kochavim. If, however, it's a negative connotation, but not for us, it's actually positive for us, but it's negative for Ovli Kochavim. So then, oh man, that you're probably allowed to say. For example, Malchus, an example of this would be Kagon Hashem Moloch Yirguzu Amim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the king, and all the people of the world, the Akim, are going to tremble when Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the king. So that's allowed to be said. Kagon or Hashem Melech Olam Voed. Of the goyim yatzo, you can mention this possibly about Hashem's malchus of the goyim yatzo, that the goyim are going to be eradicated from the world. Oh, zich zikaron kigon zichor Hashem livnei Edom v'gomer, that we say the famous pasuk that tells us that when we went to Babel, so zichor Hashem livnei Edom, remember Hakadosh Baruch Hu, these people of Edom, and Eis Yom Yerushalayim, on the day that you'll return us to Yerushalayim. Aru, aru, ad hayisod ba. So this is positive for us, negative for them. Or an example of shofar kigon, v'ashem elokim b'shofar yitoka, b'holach b'saros teimon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you blow the shofar, and you go forth with anger, with a sara, with a storm. Uksiv, Hashem tzvos yogin oleim. And the next pasuk says, Hashem will protect us. So all of these psukim have an aspect of positive for us, and negative for the Akum. That's why they're allowed to be included in the 10 psukim that we say. Gemara continues and says, "Ein maskirim zikaron shel yochid." When we do mention zikaron, we talk about Klal Yisrael, so we don't mention specifically a zikaron of an individual. Vafilu tova, even if it's a positive way of remembering it, could go. For example, it says, "Zochreini Hashem b'rtzon hamecha," is a personal plea to remember me when you remember Klal Yisrael. So that's a personal, and that's not appropriate to mention. We want to mention all the klal on Rosh Hashanah. For example, no, because zochronos uchigon zochreli elokai letova, that Nehemiah says, you should remember me, again, Latova. But it's, again, a personal, individual request, and that we don't do. Borg brings down the following braisa, Pikdonos, Hare Hei Kizichronos. This braisa, Tosefta, tells us that Pikdonos, when you use the Lashon Pikadon, it's like the Lashon of Zichronos. Kigon, for example, Hashem Pakad Sara, Hashem remembered Sara. There are differences between Pakad and Zichronos, but this would be incorporated together. Pakad could be included in the Psukim of Zichronos. O Kigon, another pasuk, Pachod Pakadati Eschem, I've remembered you. That's what Rav Yossi says, and as we'll see, I'll have a whole pattern over here that will have Rav Yossi say something and Rav Yehuda disagrees with it. Rav Yehuda Omer, no, Einon ki zichronos. He says, no, there's a difference between zicharon and pikadon, and therefore the two aren't the same, and he doesn't allow you to use a pasuk that is pikadon when you have to have zichronos. Our question is the whole idea of Rav Yossi, that he would allow Hashem Pakad Esorah, Rav Yossi. Okay, even if you want to say that Pikadon is Zicharon, he nami the Pikdonos, Harayekin Zichronos, but it's an individual, Hashem Pakad Esorah, Pikadon the Yochidu. And we just said that even if it's Latova, a Pikadon or a Zichron, a Maskirin, Zichron, Shal Yochid. So how could you, Rav Yossi, say that Sari Menu, as great as she was, that would be an appropriate pasuk to mention? So the answer Rav Yossi gives is Kivin Dosu Rabim Minah, Ki Rabim Damya. No, since Sari Menu was the mother of all of Klal Yisrael, so many people descended from her. It's as if it was a pasuk for all of Klal Yisrael. We said Hashem remembered Sarah, so he's basically remembering all of Klal Yisrael by allowing Sarah to have children. Mark continues in his braisa, the pasuk su shorim roshichem v'inosu pischei olam v'yovo melech hakavod. That's number one that we mentioned, melech hakavod. Ki mize melech hakavod. Who, that's number two. Who is this king? Melech HaKavod. Hashem Izuz Gibor, Hashem Gibor Milchama. And then the pasuk continues. Su Sharim Mashachem, Usu Bishchei Olam, V'yavo Melech HaKavod. That's the third time. And Miuzim HaKavod. That's the fourth time. Hashem Tzvaku, Su Melech HaKavod Selah. That's the fifth time it mentions Melech. So, the Rishona, in the first part, it mentioned it twice, as I pointed out. And Shnia, in the second part, it mentioned it Shalosh, three times. So this would be five times mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. This is the opinion of Divrei Rav Yossi. Again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rishon Achas and Shnei Oshtayim. In the Reisha, in the first part of this pasuk, it did mention the word Melech twice, but Rabbi Yehuda says it only counts once, because it says, Mihu Melech, that's not a recognition of a Kosh Baruch. It says, who is? That doesn't count. So it's only one time. And the second part of the Sefer of the pasuk, it mentioned the Melech three times, but it only counts as twice, Shnei Oshtayim, because again, Mihu Melech HaKavo, that doesn't count as a mention. It's a question and not an absolute statement that you can use. Similarly, the pasuk says, Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru L'malkenu Zameru, Kimela Kol Aretz Elokim. So here, he counts this as Shtayim, that your Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he counts that as twice. Zamru L'malkenu, and Kimela Kol Aretz Elokim. That counts as two, Divrei Rav Yossi. Again, Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda Omer, Achaz, only counts as one, because he says Zamru l'malkenu, that is our king, and that's not Melech Kol Or, it's Elokim. You have to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus on all of the world, not just on Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Yehuda disagrees with that. B'Shaven, however, both Yehuda and Yossi do agree that in this pasuk, Melech Elokim, Algoyim, Elokim, Yoshav, Kisei Kodesho, Deshi Achas. That doesn't mention Malchus more than once, even though it says Yoshav, Kisei Kodesho, you might have thought that that would be acceptable as Malchus, but it's not. It's only Kimolech Elokim. That is the only mention of Malchus in this pasuk. Yoshav, Kisei Kodesho doesn't count. The Brisa continues and says, Zikaron Sheyesh Bo Trua. What happens if you have words of Zikaron and words of Shofros, of Trua? Does that count for one or for two? For example, we can go in the Pasuk, Shabbason Zichron Trua, Mikra Kodesh. So it has Zichron and it has Trua. So, Omra im Zichronos, Omra im Ha Shofros, Dibri of Yosef. Yosef says, you could say the same Pasuk twice, once in the 10 of Zichronos, and one in the 10 of Shofros. Perfectly acceptable. There are Yossi. Yehuda disagrees again. Yehuda Omer, no. Ain't Omer Elohim HaZichronos Bil Vod. You'll only say it with Zichronos. Not that you have a choice. It's only this pasuk is Zichron Trua, so therefore Zichron is the major part. You can only say it in Zichronos. You can't say it in the other one, in Shofros. Then it says Malchus Sheishimo Trua. What happens if you have Malchus and Trua together? For example, the following pasuk you're going, Hashem Elokav Imo Usras Melech Bo. Here you have Trua and Melech. So again, Rav Yossi says, Omer Im Achios, Omer Im Hashofros, Divrei Rav Yossi. He says, you can count it twice. Say this pasuk one time for Malchus and say it again another time in Shofros. Perfectly good. Rav Yossi's opinion. Rav Yehuda disagrees again. Rav Yehuda Omer, and Omer El Im Malchios Bobai. This is only Malchios. The pasuk says, Utruas Melech Bo. That's the critical part. Melech, Malchios, and not for Shofros. Mark continues and says, what about Trua, She'eni Ma Lo Klom? What happens if you just have Trua with no mention of Malchios or Zichronos? For example, Kigon, Yom Trua Yelochem, is that good? So, yes, Rav Yossi says it is. Omro Ima Shofros. That could be included. Even though you just said Trua, you didn't mention Shofar, Trua would be fine. Did Rav Yossi? Rav Yehuda disagrees again. Rav Yehuda Omer, Eina Omro Kolika. No, this doesn't count. It doesn't mention Shofros. It just says Trua. That's not good enough. And therefore, you have to go and use a different pasuk. This pasuk can't be used even for Shofros. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Maschil Batorah Umashil Benavi. We said in the Mishnah that you start off with Torah, the first three psukim are Torah, Umashil Benavi, and you conclude with Navi. And Rav Yossi Omer, Im Hishlim B'Torah Yatzah. Rav Yossi said, if you conclude with Torah, you're okay. The Gemara says, Im Hishlim, that implies the Eved in, that only is B'di'evid. Okay, if you conclude with Torah, B'di'evid Yotze. But L'chachil lo, you shouldn't conclude with Torah. It says in the Brayso, Tanya, Rav Yossi Omer, Hamashlim B'Torah, Harei Zeh Mishuba. Like we brought down from Tosfos, this is where we got it from. It says that you should preferably conclude with Torah, and not just B'di'evid. Okay, if your last pasuk was Torah, you're okay. So Gemara says, you're right. Eimo Mashlim. You should say B'davka, you should be Mashlim with Torah, not Im Mashlim. It's just Mashlim B'Torah. Aymor says, im hishlim tani. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, im hishlim, if you finished it off. So that again implies, the evid in l'chachila lo, that you, okay, be the evid, you're okay, but not that you should l'chachila do this. So one says, you're right. Hachikoma, this is what the Mishnah actually means to teach us. Maslo betorah, you should start off with Tanakh, then you go to Tzuvim, or maslo benavi, and then you conclude with Navi. And Rav Yossi Omer, maslo betorah, Imhishlim b'Navi Yotza. It's the Imhishlim was on. Okay, if the 10th pasuk was Navi, so then, okay, not the end of the world. But you should ideally be Mashlim b'Torah. The 10th pasuk should be Torah. And the Brisa supports this. Tanya Nami Hochi, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, the Vasikin, those that are especially zealous in their performance of the mitzvos, so those people, that's why we have the Vasikin meaning, those are so perfect, they try to dab it in the perfect time, those people, and they would finish it off, also with Torah. They would follow this opinion and finish it off with Torah. The 10th pasuk would be Torah. Gemara continues and says, Bishlama zichronos ishofros ikatuva. There are plenty of psukim, the Gemara tells us, that discuss zichronos and discuss shofros, so therefore that's not a problem. In the Torah you have plenty of psukim, we can easily find the psukim necessary for the psukim for Zichronos and Shofros. Bela, Elamachias, Tulasu, the Havim. There are only three, so how can we possibly find four? There are only three psukim, and it tells us what these three are. They are Hashem Elokov Imo Usuras Melech Bo, that's number one. Vahibishru and Melech, that's number two. And Hashem Imokli Olam Voed, that's number three. Now, Vanan, we, Be'inon Eser Veleka. We need a total of 10, so we have three from Torah, three from Ksuvim, three from Navi. Then we need another pasuk from Torah, but we only have three in total for Malchus. What are we going to do? So one says, Amarifuna, not a problem. Toshma, it says in the following braisa, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That also counts as Malchus. This is a pasuk that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech of the Olam, and therefore that is also able to be used. And in fact, we use this pasuk for Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Yossi says that that's acceptable. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't a Malchus. He says, no, that's not Malchus, and you can't use that pasuk. Rabbi Yossi says, here's another pasuk. You don't like that one? So then use the pasuk. Now it leaves out the next words. So this pasuk that signifies there's nothing else besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu that could be used for Malchus. Again, this is the opinion Divrei Rav Yossi. Again, Rav Yehuda disagrees with him. We have throughout this Shia, we have lots of machloks in Rav Yossi and Yehuda. Rav Yossi says a more lenient position. Rav Yehuda says not acceptable. Rav Yehuda Omer, Eino Malchus, says that's also not considered Malchus. Another pasuk Rav Yossi says would be acceptable. Rav Yossi says, Ato reis l'das, ki Hashem hu Elokim, Eino milvado. That also is Malchus. That demonstrates that there's no king besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He is the Melech, Divrei Rav Yossi. And again, not surprisingly, Rav Yehuda Omer, Eino Malchus. Rav Yehuda says that that is not Malchus. Gemara does not give a fourth pasuk for Rav Yehuda, so Mistama, Rav Yehuda would say, if you don't have one, you don't have one. Doesn't accept any of the three psukim that Rav Yossi broke down. And Lemaisa, as I mentioned, we use the pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, as the fourth pasuk of Malchus. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'over lifnei ateva b'yantiv shel Rosh Hashanah. The expression Ha'over lifnei ateva means the one that goes and davens. He's the chazen. So on a yantiv of Rosh Hashanah, so we have shacharis and we have musaf. So Hasheni, the second chazen, i.e. the one who's davening musaf, he's the one that we do the tkios during his tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei. We do the nine brachos Shemoneh Esrei during musaf, not during shacharis. Shacharis is a regular seven brachos Shemoneh Esrei. B'shas ha-halal, and not on Rosh Hashanah, because in Rosh Hashanah we don't say halal, as the Gemara will discuss, but when we do say halal, so on a yontif, for example, harishon makri is a halal, the first chazan, i.e. shachris, says halal during shachris and not during musaf. The Gemara says, ma'ishno sheni maskiya, why do we say that the second one on Rosh Hashanah, that's the one that we say the nine brachos Shemoneh Esrei and we blow the shofar during his Shemoneh Esrei, musaf and not shachris? So the reason is, because of the principle, Mishum, the Berav Am Hadras Melech, it's always better to do things in a larger crowd that brings more glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So therefore, Berav Am, with a large group of people, Hadras Melech, that's the splendor, that's the glory for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's true by Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, so then why don't we say Halal also by Musaf? If this reasoning of Berav Am Hadras Melech is correct, which of course it is, Ihochi Halal Nami, why don't we say Nema Basheni? We should say it in Musaf, because of this principle, we show the Rov Am Adras Melech. So why do we say Halal by Shachris? More people are there in Shul by Musaf. It's an ancient Jewish custom that people come late to Shul Mebuch. So therefore, not everybody's there by Shachris time, but by Musaf time, everybody is. So Rov Am, that's why we blow shofar during Musaf. So we should also say Halal during Musaf. Why don't we? Ella, the reason is, Maishno Halal the Barishon. Why do we say Halal in Shachris? Because, Mishum's reason, Makdim le Mitzvah, because a zealous person wants to do the Mitzvah as soon as possible. So we want to do the Mitzvah saying Halal as soon as we possibly can, which is, of course, by Shachris. But if that's the reasoning, so then we should apply that same reasoning by Tekios. Tekiyah Nami, when we blow Shofar on Musaf, why do we blow it in Musaf? We should blow it in Shachris. Navid Barishon, we should blow it during the first Shemoneh Esrei, Shachris. Again, because of this principle, Mishum's reason, Makdim le Mitzvah. So each of them has a reason why we do it that way. Why don't we do them both the same way? Either do them both in Musaf because of Merov Am Hadras Melech, or do them both in Shachris because of the principle of Zvizim Makdim LeMitzvos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan, no. The reason why we blow shofar in Musaf is not because we don't believe in the principle of Zvizim Makdim LeMitzvos. Technically, we should have blown during Shachris because of Zvizim Makdim LeMitzvos. That trumps over here the idea of Merov Am Hadras Melech. We shouldn't be doing something for the latecomers. We shouldn't be doing something for the people that are doing something wrong. We should be doing Zvizim Makdim LeMitzvos. You do it as soon as possible. Aye, so why don't we blow Musaf? Why don't we blow the shofar during Shachris instead we blow during Musaf? That's because of Maisha Hoya. B'Gshas Gzeres HaMalchus Shanu. The government didn't permit us to go and blow shofar. And there's two ways to understand this. Rashi brings down, Oivim Gozu Shelo Yisko. Our enemies, the governments, the Goyim, the persecutors, they said, you're not allowed to blow shofar. And they waited in shul to see if we're going to blow shofar. So they waited till the end of Shachris. At the end of Shachris, they saw we weren't blowing shofar. Therefore, they stopped. And therefore, we blew during Musaf. And they left. So therefore, they established that we should blow it during Musaf. Because the Goyim didn't let us blow it during Shachris. Even after the Goyim stopped being persecuting us, that nation was eradicated, and a new nation came in and would have let us blow shofar. No, the minute we're ready was to blow it in Musaf. Tosis gives a second reason. He says, "Apovi shabot l'gzeres hamalchus." Even though this gzeres hamalchus no longer exists, lo abdinon k'demekara. We don't blow like we originally did during Shacharis. Afagav the zrizim aktivim mitzvos. Even though we should have said because zrizim aktivim mitzvos, because the chayshinon shema yachzer dover l'kulo. We're concerned that Nebuch, the next goyim that are going to come, are going to persecute us again. Then Tosis mentions the pirush of Yerushalmi nichot tvei. The Yerushalmi has even a better explanation over here. Mevarisham shedamu ha'ayvim shenisasu liskoa truas milchama. They thought that we were blowing a battle cry to gather the people, like they used to blow chatzosros to gather the people. So they thought they were blowing shofar to go and attack them. And therefore, when they heard the shofar blowing, they went to defeat us before we attacked them. And therefore, the rabbi said, "Tiknu tkiyosu brachos b'musaf." They set it up in musaf because that's the middle of the day. The chazu, the koru, the kriyas shema, mispalim, the koru mitarah. They saw that we were davening. This was the regular davening, and then we daven again, and now we blow the shofar. They said, "No, this is the nusach of the davening," and they didn't give us a hard time. The Gemara continues and says, "Mi dekamar bishas halel." When we say over here at the times that you do say hallel, the implication is michad b'rosh hashanah leka hallel. We don't say hallel on Rosh Hashanah, which is of course the halacha. Yes, my timer, why not? Why don't we say hallel Rosh Hashanah? It's a yontif. We should say hallel. Because the angels come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanecha B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim. They give a kitrug against us. Look, the Jewish people, they're not saying hallel to you. It's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They're not saying hallel. It's a kitrug against them. You should punish them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Omer Lehem, Efshar Melech Yoshev HaKisei Din. How would it be possible? They're standing in judgment for me. They're standing in judgment for the king, the Melech Malchei Amlochim, and they should go and sing Hallel? It's incongruous. Efshar Melech Yoshev HaKisei Din, V'Sifri Chaim, V'Sifri Mesim, Suchim Afonim, they're in judgment for their lives. They're going to be judged for life, they're going to be judged for death. Those books are open in front of them. V'Yisrael HaMashira, and they should nonchalantly, so to say, sing a song and sing happy songs of Simcha. No, it's inappropriate, and that's why the Jewish people are right to not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah begins and says, Shofar shall Rosh Hashanah, the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, ain't my viewing all of us at Tchum. If you didn't have the shofar within the Tchum, you're not allowed to even go over the din the Rabbanon of bringing a shofar from outside the Tchum. Even though it's Mitzvah Daraisa, we'll see. Nevertheless, the rabbi set up that you don't do even the Rabbanon to be Yotze this Mitzvah Daraisa. You're not over the Rabbanon to be Yotze this Daraisa. Likewise, being Mefachim al Sagah, you're not allowed to move away. Rahman al Sanaf, a building fell down on the shofar, so you're not allowed to move away the rubble in order to go and get the shofar. Likewise, lo olim bil ilin, not allowed to climb up in a tree to go and get the shofar. There's a concern you would come to rip off a branch. So therefore, we have a gzera. You're not allowed to climb trees on Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos or Yom Tov. Lo roch v'nal gabehema. You likewise don't ride on a behema because you may come to go and want to hit the behema to make it go faster. Then you'll pull off a branch from a tree. Lo shatin al pnei ha'mayim. We don't swim in the water because you may come to do schita. You may come to do building. All sorts of reasons why we don't go on the water. So you can't go on the water to go and get a shofar. If you don't have a shofar near you, you can't go and transgress any of these issurim to go get the shofar. So you're not allowed to go and cut up the shofar. The shofar is not properly prepared. You have to go and remove some of the inside part in order to have a good shofar. So you're not allowed to cut it. Likewise, you're not allowed to do a in the rabbanon, and you're certainly not allowed to do a din daraisa in order to get a shofar. However, but to go and put water into it or to put wine to it, which one might have thought is fixing it in some way to make the sound come out better, you might have thought that that's misakin mana. So the Mishnah tells us, no, that is not usur. There is no problem over here of misakin mana, fixing a utensil with this, because it was blowable even without the water or the wine being added to it. Then the Mishnah says, you don't have to stop your children from blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Now, you might have thought that you're not allowed to blow shofar except for the Dvar Mitzvah, so maybe your children shouldn't be blowing it, you have to stop them from blowing it, so the answer is no, you don't have to. Avul misaskin imam, more so, you're even allowed to go and help them, to assist them, achi ilmdu, in order that they should learn how to blow the shofar. Then the Mishnah tells us another din, v'misasek, if somebody is, let's say, blowing dust off his shofar, and he happens to make a nice tekiah, ha-misasek, he's blowing on the shofar, not for the point of blowing sounds, lo yotze. Then, in fact, even though he made a kosher sound, he wouldn't be able to be yotze with that sound. Likewise, v'shomeya, in ha-misasek, if somebody heard that shofar, and even though that person said, oh, he's about to blow dust off that shofar, maybe he'll blow a tekiah, and I'll be yotze with it, and then hit that exactly what happens, lo yotze. Then, even though the person had in mind to fulfill his obligation by listening, nevertheless, since the person who was blowing it didn't have an intention to go and make a sound, and he was blowing it to blow the dust off, but it happened to make a tekiah, nevertheless, in that situation, he would not be yotze. Gemara starts off and says, my timer, what are we talking about if we have my timer? Gemara is asking, why don't we say that you could transgress a din d'rabbanan or even a d'oraisa in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar, which is a din d'oraisa? After all, shofar, the blowing of the shofar, is an aseihu. It's a mitzvah aseih. And normally we have a rule that you're allowed to transgress a lo saseh in order to do an aseh. So certainly on a d'rabbanan, why don't we allow you to do this lo saseh, let's say mefachin esagal, in order to do the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar? So the Gemara says no, because shofar, while it's an aseihu, the yontav is also an aseh and a lo saseh, because Rosh Hashanah, which is a yontav, there's a commandment to go and observe it, a positive commandment to go and observe it, and also a lo saseh that you're not allowed to go and do melacha. And therefore, the ein asei, the asei of blowing shofar, is not able to be docha the asei and the lo sasei of yomtiv. Ein asei docha es lo sasei the asei. That's why this Mishnah is correct. The Mishnah said, and we quote it, lo olin bo ilam, lo roch v'na gabeim uchulik. Gave us all the things he's not allowed to do in order to go get a shofar, to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Now, like Mara says, the obvious question, hashtad the rabbanon amritz lo, daraisa mi boy, wants to tell me that rabbinical prohibitions aren't even allowed to be transgressed in order to do the mitzvah d'oraisa of blowing shofar. So obviously, you're not allowed to do a d'oraisa. So why is it necessary to say this? Now, it's a little bit problematic, because everything that we mentioned here really was a gzera. Everything that we mentioned in the Mishnah is really an issa d'rabbanan. So Rashi points out that some of them, while they're d'rabbanans, are based on an issa d'oraisa, as opposed to, for example, tchumim, which is a pure d'rabbanan, and muktza, which is a pure d'rabbanan. So that's one category, that's d'rabbanan. But then there are d'rabbanans, for example, like you're not allowed to ride on a horse because you may come to pull off a branch. So that has a potential for a d'oraisa. So that's really what the Gemara is asking according to Rashi. If the d'rabbanans aren't allowed to be done, so certainly the d'rabbanans that could lead to a d'oraisa are certainly also not allowed to be done. Why did the Mishnah have to mention them? So the Gemara says, this is a style that we have all over the place. Zu, bein tzorich lomar zu ketoni. This is the d'rabbanan, and certainly the d'oraisas, I don't even have to tell you that, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. In Tzorech L'marzu, nevertheless, it says it anyway. This has been a long shiur. We've reached Lama Gimel Aleph. At this point, we'll stop the shiur. Have a wonderful day.